The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Thunder Rosa, and Mickey James, we talk about the AEW Women's Division, also NXT's Women's Division as we go into 2024, and we speak to O'Shea Jackson, and he has some things to say to me about the possibility of Roman and Rock at WrestleMania 40. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Last week in New York, in Long Island to be precise, we had an awesome pay-per-view that I was able to watch the pay-per-view as a fan. One of the most fun things I've done in a long, long time. I got to sit down with Sam, who's going to be here later on today.
Yep, Sam Roberts.
And we experienced something very interesting while we were there. We had really interesting conversations. And I thought it was really cool to be able to see a show as a fan, enjoy it, knowing that I didn't have to do commentary and just be there for it. And you know, I was really sad to see my friend Andrade Lee AEW, so I was able to say goodbye. He's been definitely, I want to give him a shout out. He's been such a figure for me to follow, because he's such a star, and he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And I really hope that wherever he goes, that he does really well, and that he continues to, you know, bright shine like a star. So I am really, really proud of him. And I was super happy to see CJ Perry back. I mean, as you know, she had a terrible infection on her finger, and I was just really happy to see her, that she was healthy, that she was happy, and I'm not happy that she betrayed Andrade, but it was good. It was a good show. The ladies, as always, killed it. Did an amazing job, and Julia again, she stole the show. She's definitely the one to watch 2024. Mm-hmm. She has so much talent, and I'm super proud of her. So I know we're gonna have her later on the show, but yeah. And this week, David, New Year 2024. I am doing super cool stuff this year that has nothing to do with wrestling, but it's going to help me to get better at wrestling overall. So I just signed up for an acting class. David.
Oh, good for you.
It's
all right.
So exciting. This is so exciting, guys. So you guys are going to be seeing a lot of that on my YouTube, like the progress and stuff. And I'm just excited. It's been a good year. It's been a good week for wrestling too. I know that you just went on a rant because, you know, The Rock said some stuff on Monday Night Raw, which I was laughing, and I knew you were going to be pissed about it. And then I started seeing all the memes that they made about Cody and Triple H. And I was so close to send you all the links so you can just send me a voice rant. Well, today or tomorrow, and I will do it. I'm looking for it because I saw one and I was like, oh, David's gonna not love
it. I dropped a lot of F-bombs on Tuesday.
Of course you did.
And I dropped some F-bombs on Wednesday as well. But Thunder, a lot from that open there. There's a lot to dive into. First of all, about Andrade, that's a major hit to AEW. He was one of the top guys on Saturdays on Collision. I really felt like, you know, you could talk about when wrestlers move to another company, are they being used the right way or they're not being used the right way. I really liked the way Andrade was used in AEW. I think they presented him like as a star, which he is. They presented him as a main eventer. He was in a lot of main event matches, obviously a big pay-per-view match this past Saturday at World's End. You know, that's a major loss, I think, for AEW. So it's going to be interesting to see where he goes now, Andrade. And, you know, he's doing work again with CMLL. So we'll see what the future holds for Andrade. And then you mentioned the women's division. And, man, this has been a big jolt for the women's division in AEW over the past week. You mentioned Julie Hart. Julie Hart is going to join us this morning here on Busted Open, but Deonna Purrazzo now being a part of AEW, the women getting some high profile matches. I'm very interested to see what the women's division is going to do. And the big thing, and for me, and I'm not just saying this because you're my good friend and because you're my co-host, I think a lot of fans are excited about you being back and what's in store for Thunder Rosa in 2024 in AEW. So I know there's been a lot of criticism about the women's division in AEW, but man, if there was ever a time to be excited, it's right now when it comes to that women's division.
And we all have really high hopes, you know, and I think, you know, for me, one of the things that Mickey said a couple of weeks ago about being in this like journey of professional wrestling, like I said, I'm back.
She said it's almost like a Ferris wheel. Yeah.
So I just keep reminding myself of that. I'm not going to be desperate. I'm not going to be mad. It is what it is. You just have to wait your turn. And again, like the most important part for me was the comeback. And I'm back, so people can stop asking, when are you going to be back in the ring? And then if you just don't ask me, if you don't see me in the ring, you know, that's not up to me. I'm ready and I'm willing and I'm healthy, and that's what matters. And I'm here to work. I am here to, you know, make the division better, you know, assist my peers who have been holding this division for the entire year to the best of their ability. And some of them have, you know, become champions, and some of them became champions 2 or 3 times, and they have developed their characters to a point in where you never thought they would. Perfect example, the crazy, most delusional of them all, which is Timeless Toni Storm. She's very popular, and people are really into her character and what she's doing inside and outside of the ring. So, and the same thing goes for Julia Hart, who a lot of people were just like seeing her as somebody young and naive, and look at her. She has become one of the fan favorites, the entrance and with her wrestling, her short vignettes and everything. So they had done a pretty tremendous job on that. Willow Nightingale, Chris Statlander, Athena. Let's not forget Athena. Athena has had some of probably the best matches of her career at ROH. And There's so many more, honestly, and I am very proud of working with the women that I'm working at the moment. They're very uplifting, and I can share this now since I can talk about it. Chris Statlander was the one who helped me with my first match when I got cleared, and I have, you know, the footage, and I was never able to put it until like probably now. I'm gonna put it at one point on my YouTube. She volunteered to help me because she's been through what I've been through in terms of injuries. And like that to me was very empowering, having women that, you know, they want to help you to get better and they care to make the division better. And she is one of them. Willow is one of them. Athena is one of them. Julia is one of them. I love working with Julia. She's amazing. Sky Blue is another one. So it's just like some of them are very, very young, but they are willing to put everything down the line to make the division better. So, and the numbers were really good. I will have to say this last segment on Dynamite, Maria May was excellent. That's the View match. She did what she needed to do. The segment did what it needed to do. And then at the end of the segment, when she cut the promo, she was really funny. And now she showed that she is a heel, right? So it's, they've taken her time to develop her, and they've taken the time to tell a story for her, which is so important, especially when you're introducing new characters to the division. And she has done a tremendous job on doing that. We will see where this dynamics are going to go with Deonna now being on Dynamite and knowing that everybody knows that she's coming for the title and she wants to come against Toni Storm. And I mean, there's ramblings that there's more women coming into AEW. So I'm just curious, as always, to see where all this is going to go. Again, I am myself preparing to get in the ring whenever they call me for me to get in the ring and for me to do vignettes, for me to do anything. I'm preparing myself. You always have to stay ready no matter what. So I'm doing the small part that I have to do in the women's division. And if my time comes at one time to possibly try to go for a title again, because I never lost it. Let's be honest, I never lost it. Fine. I'm ready.
I would love it, because you need that opportunity, because like you just said, you never lost it. And I love everything you just said, Thunder, because it is about timing. It is about moments. So smart bringing you back in Texas, having that entrance for you. That was big. And the pop you got was tremendous. I felt so good when I heard those fans chanting your name. And then the same thing with Deonna Purrazzo. What better way to debut Deonna Purrazzo in AEW than having it in her home state of New Jersey? And Deonna, I think even, I mean, she's still, and I think she even tweeted this, that she's still on cloud nine because that moment was tremendous. I don't know if they, I was there live, so I don't know if they showed this on TV or not, but her dad was at ringside. And as soon as the segment was over, she immediately went and hugged her dad, and there was tears in her eyes. And you genuinely just felt so good for Deonna, because, you know, she's been a friend of the show. She's been on this show so many times, but emotional connection. That's how you get. Listen, when they see Thunder Rosa come back and there's an explosive pop from the crowd, that's going to make the people at home feel the same way that the people do in the arena. Same thing for Deonna on Wednesday night. When they hear the crowd react to her coming to the ring, then the people at home are going to feel that way too. And I just feel like this last week for AEW was such a jump forward for that women's division. And I thought you did just now a tremendous job of breaking that down. So I'm extremely excited for Collision tomorrow night. I saw Rampage tonight, and then what we're going to see in 2024 with this women's division, Thunder.
Like I said, the possibilities are endless. There is a lot of talent, and they're very great talent at AEW. And when the women are ready to work, the women are ready to put in the work, the women are ready to have an opportunity, and I'm talking about everyone in the locker room, to show what they are made of. And I think it is important for everybody to know that we are ready to work, and we are ready to become stars, the ones that are like the up and comers. Queen Aminata, that's another example. She is absolutely great. She has what it takes to be a star.
She got a great reaction too. She got a really good reaction.
Yes. So there is a lot of talent at AEW Women's Division. Lots. They all just need an opportunity to shine. That's the bottom line.
Well,
because Thunder Rosa said so. But also, let me pivot to another women's division. That is the NXT Women's Division. And yes, it's Friday. And yes, I love to talk about the women, because we all talk about...
You do you,
David
Thunder.
Ranting about Cody, because he is not going to be on the head of the table. But okay, let me...
No, you do you, Thunder. Thunder, you make a great point. I'm very passionate about Cody, so I'm going to go on rants about Cody. You're very passionate about women's wrestling.
Bro, I love Cody, but let me tell you.
You have the right to talk about that. So you know what? You do you. This is your day. Friday's your day. You talk about what you want to. If people don't like it, fuck you. learn and listen, and then maybe you'll understand. Go ahead, Thunder. It's all you.
All right, we're talking about the NXT New Year's Evil, which had three matches on Tuesday. And starting with the NXT Women's Champion, Valkyria. Oh, my God.
And her and Blair Davenport, they killed it. What a way to start off that show Tuesday night.
Dude, this, I mean, that make me hard. I'm sorry. That was a good match.
Wow. That's, wow. And wasn't seeing that
it's
coming.
Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Yeah.
That's, well, that's makes, freaky, all right.
Yeah. No, it was good. What a best way to describe it. I mean, I've said it multiple times. There's like certain things in wrestling that make me like, it's orgasmic. And one of them is when wrestling is hard and it's like hard hitting. And it's just like, it tells a good story. It's not very long, but it just goes straight hard to the point. It's,
wow.
It was good. There was
when
foreplay.
It's hard and it's not
there
very
was, like,
long.
The good climax, everything. Everything you need in a match. What? It was true. It was a good match. It was
a great match. It was great.
I'm happy what Valkyrie is doing with her character and also what she's doing in the ring. You will have to say, well, you know, she's not very complicated. She doesn't do a lot of like crazy stuff, but it's okay. Like the way that she wrestles and the way that she presents herself as a champion, it's perfect. And they had a really solid match. And I like at the end of the segment that, you know, this woman, man, I'm always following her on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are following her too. When she comes in, interrupts and tries to hit her, and
this is kind of like a cloud above the champ. Like, what's going on here? So, yeah.
Well, every time you're a champ, you have a target, you know, on your back. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be where you at, and there's a couple up and comers that have, you know, been waiting for an opportunity, and they're just trying to cash in whatever they have to cash in, you know. So Nikita Lyons is one. She just came back. Yep. And she wants an opportunity. And Lola Vice, who's one of the hottest up and comers in NXT with capital letters, hottest. She wants a chance. She wants to show what she is. Who she is, because she was, I don't know if you follow her before, she was a champion. I mean, champion in NXT, a wrestler. She was a badass MMA fighter. And she knocked a couple girls out. Cold.
Nice.
So, and she used to twerk afterwards. So that's like, that's my thing. I like her. I know.
Well, you know what? I think it is a Freaky Friday. I think
Valerie Laureda. If you haven't followed her, you have to follow her. She has. Yeah,
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. We've had her on the show. I'm a fan, and I'm rooting for her, and I think she's the future of the NXT women's. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking, try not to fuck up the glass. Tillamook ice cream, extraordinary dairy.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
In all honesty, this man, amazing. Ultra talented. Songwriter, rapper, actor. He is extremely talented. His wrestling takes, but
I knew it.
Nobody can be perfect.
Give me 100%.
Nobody could be perfect. Case in point, go to this man's Twitter. O'Shea Jackson joins us here on Busted Open. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. I know it's a lot of people on Twitter that hate that I'm back here again, including yourself.
No, he was having a panic attack earlier about this specific segment because you are well known for talking so much poop on Twitter. And, you know, after Dave went on a rant about what happened or what is going to happen to Cody in WrestleMania, you know, you were just giving him the business. So, like, just tell our listeners what's going on between y'all.
Oh, you little Cody lovers are a little nervous. I can hear y'all biting your nails. I can hear the knees shaking. Anybody but The Rock, am I right? Anybody else's music played, you guys would have been fine. But you know, I know. Rock versus Roman is box office. Cody versus Roman is a movie we've already seen and probably going to get the same ending, Dave. So the world needs Rock Roman at Mania. It was supposed to happen a Mania or two ago, and we got robbed of that. Give the people what they really want, Dave. I know you're about the kids. You think I give a damn about them kids being happy, Dave? I need Roman versus Rock.
Listen, Hollywood talking right here.
And listen, we talked about this before. Wow. The WWE right now is in the perfect place and the perfect scenario. They have so many over baby faces, so many different scenarios, so many great stories because 2023 was one of the biggest years in the history of the company. And I actually think 2024 is going to be even bigger than what we saw in 2023. But this is my problem. And Mickey, I want to get your take too, because we got Thunder's take early and obviously O'Shea's take, even though I think I know where he's going to go.
You don't know.
We'll find out. We'll find out. But you've been telling a story, Mickey, for the last year with Cody Rhodes. The one thing that I don't think the WWE needs right now is nostalgia. The one thing the WWE doesn't need is a returning legend to come back. They don't need it, because what they're doing with the current roster and the current superstars is big box office. They've proven that. There is another scenario. So let me hear if this is a possible scenario. Hear me out.
Okay. All right.
Before you judge me, just listen to what my scenario is. What if, what if Roman was to drop the Undisputed Universal Championship before WrestleMania? What if he was to drop it to Randy Orton? What if you have the dream scenario where you have Cody going up against Randy Orton for the Undisputed WWE Universal Champion? Because the story is more with Randy Orton than it is with Roman Reigns. And then you could still have a match for the head of the table between Roman and Rock.
Who the hell's dream scenario is this, Dave? You said the dream scenario. I don't know if that applies to what you just told me right now. Now, you know, you can watch Randy and Cody fight all you want, but it will not be for the Universal title, the Undisputed title, at WrestleMania. The idea of them throwing away everything that they've built so far. And the last time I was on the show, I had this take, and now I'm doubling down. There's no way that the year Roman can break Hulk Hogan's title record is the same 40th anniversary of Hulkamania. Those just lined up. Those just lined up out of nowhere. You have a guy that you've tried to make be the guy after Cena. And where fans saw it happening, it was so obvious, we saw it happening, and they booed that man out of the building. And he comes back as this Darth Vader character and finally gives you what you want. Cena has the 16 titles. But to combat the talk of how many times you've won the title is how long have you had it? And now you have a chance to have this great debate of, does it matter how many times you won or how long you've held? And you got the guy. You are a couple months away from having that. The guy that you already made have the record for most WrestleMania main events. A guy that you let get on the mic and say that he is WrestleMania. A guy that you, his merch has goat heads on his body. You're not going to give him the record for the longest title reign under the WrestleMania era? You're not going to give him that just to make that perfect bow in this story that you've had going for years now? You're gonna fall short of the end zone like that to appease some people on Twitter? They got to do the right thing, bro.
Well, O'Shea, you just said something that kind of gave me shivers. And I'm not even saying in a fearful way for Cody, but just as a wrestling fan. But just as a wrestling fan, you just said something. The longest reigning champion in the WrestleMania era. You're a football guy too, I'm sure. Like, everything in all these records, you always hear in the Super Bowl era. You always hear starting with Super Bowl I. You know, we don't really look back before the Super Bowl started in a lot of ways. It's really during that Super Bowl era. You have to look at WrestleMania that same way. And, you know, obviously kudos to Bruno Sammartino, but Bruno is not nearly a part of that WrestleMania era. If Roman continues this reign, gets past WrestleMania 40, and then goes past this year's SummerSlam, he will be the longest reigning champion in the WrestleMania era. I can actually hear Michael Cole saying those words. I can hear that right now. That is something that is amazing when you say it. And
yeah,
if you have, right, Mickey? Because if he
and that's why I'm saying you should really be grateful almost that Rock is doing you a favor then.
Yeah.
Of taking that match away from Cody so then Cody doesn't have to lose and he can finish the story next year, maybe.
Listen to the lady. All right.
Once he breaks that record. So it's almost like you should be saying, like, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Dwayne.
Thank the Rock. Thank you, the Rock, Dave.
Yes, you are.
You'll be saying that when the Rock beats him at WrestleMania 40 and becomes the head of the table. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
No, listen,
that
the
is
Rock,
the other Rock. Part of it, though, O'Shea, when I say, because I was like, oh, we're not going. I strongly agree with you that he's going to break Hogan's record, right? Like that's so then it makes me go like, well, are we really going to do Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania? Because is the Rock going to lose to Roman? Is that?
I think it's time to pass the torch.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, The Rock beat Hogan twice. Like, nobody was expecting that. And, you know, The Rock, everybody who knows me knows how much The Rock means to me. The Rock is one of my heroes. You know, I was a very shy kid in my day. And The Rock, watching The Rock, taught me to always have something to say. Never let them get you into a corner. Always have a rebuttal and just have that attitude with it. So, like, The Rock has a special place in my heart. But so did Kobe Bryant, and I watched him get swept by the Dallas Mavericks. So I know the writing is on the tea leaves. And Roman is getting out of there, man. It doesn't make sense to tear down everything that has already been built for a one-off match. It just doesn't sit right with me, unless Rock is fooling us all and he wants to be back for this long period of time. But it is so much invested in what's happening, and we're so close to the finish line. You'll never get this opportunity again. The internet won't let them. Yeah. You will never be able to see a long reign like this again without it being ripped to shreds as soon as it gets past 2 years or even a year and a half. They're going to start the murmuring. They're going to want to tear it down. Everybody who's constantly talking about Roman doesn't give a lot of defensive. He's done 54. There has to be story behind it. There has to be a buildup in a box office. And it's just not a lot of room to do that with everybody, you know? And this right here is something that can be a giant, giant fish in the boat all the way to Mania. You gotta drool over that as a company, as storytellers. It's just nothing better.
O'Shea, you see what's happening? You see how David's arms, I know we're on radio, so a lot of people can't see and can't understand. But if you've noticed David's body language, it's completely changed in this segment here where his arms are folded. He's leaned back in his chair. His lips are pursed because it's settling. It's settling in that we're right. And
I'm listening to you guys because – you guys
making too much sense.
So I'm going to ask all three of you, and I'll start with Thunder.
What?
If we do get Rock against Roman at WrestleMania 40 for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship and the head of the table, is that the biggest WrestleMania main event of all time?
Well, in this case, because how the story's been, probably is going to be one of the biggest, yeah. Especially if he breaks Hulk Hogan's.
Is it the biggest?
Stuff.
Is it the biggest?
Of all time?
Of all time? In current history, probably it is.
Okay. All right, Mickey, what do you think?
I would certainly say of this generation, yes. I mean, I don't know of history. Not history, time. That's kind of hard.
The only other main event, and then I want to get O'Shea's answer.
Yeah, is my match, right? That mine.
It was definitely more. It would definitely be a better match. But that's not a shot. That's saying how great your match was with You're Trish. So that's saying how great that match was.
No, I mean the one at 40.
I think
sure that one was awesome.
I think. Oh wow. Okay. Hey. I think the only other match you could throw out there that could possibly be bigger would be Hogan Andre. Like, I think that's the only other. So, O'Shea, I ask you, if you got Rock and Roman for not only the championship, but for the head of the table, is that the biggest match in WrestleMania history?
100%, Dave. And I know they'll hate me for saying that, and I really don't care.
That's a hot take.
Statistically speaking, it's going to be the most watched because it's in more houses than ever. It's going to make the most money. It's going to have all those little stats. Now, nostalgia is going to kick in, and there's matches that mean something to people. And so they'll never be able to take that away from anyone. But, I mean, like, it's going to have all the numbers to say otherwise. And, you know, just to make all the Hulkamaniacs mad, Andre had been slammed before that WrestleMania. Oh. It's not that big of a deal.
And he had the
wall. I'm just kidding. It's iconic.
I mean, I would have to say, you can make the case the most iconic moment in wrestling history is Hogan slamming Andre.
For sure.
Listen, if the match happens, and I do say if, the match happens between The Rock and Roman at WrestleMania 40, please. If that match does happen, I think you can make the case. I think about it. This is the 40. Yeah, and I know you will, but this is the honestly, I have to say, of the 40 WrestleManias, it would be either number one or number two. Like, it's either one or two. Think about it. With all the great WrestleMania main events that we have seen in our history in 40 years, it's either one or two. That's telling you how big this match is. And that's me saying it as a Cody fan. This could be the biggest match in WrestleMania history.
Absolutely top two. And Dave, it's not two.
Okay. And again, that's a big if, O'Shea. It's a big, big if. Because there's still a lot of live events before we get to WrestleMania 40. O'Shea, thank you so much for the time. You gave us a lot. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, truly. Thank you. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.